Good afternoon, everyone, on a very windy afternoon. I'm sitting just inside my patio doors, and you might be able to hear my wind chimes tinkling now. They're not outside, they're indoors. I've got double patio doors, and I've only got one of them open, and the wind chimes are actually slightly behind the second one that's not open, so the wind is coming in and jingling them, even though that a second door isn't open. You can probably hear the wind. It's really like an autumn day. It smells of autumn. We had quite a bit of rain earlier and now it's cleared away. The sun's very warm. The wind isn't cold, but it was cool this morning and I'm sure it'll be cool again tonight. Haven't really done a lot today. I didn't sleep very well again last night. I didn't really go to sleep properly till about 8 or 9 this morning, and then only for a couple of hours. Then I got up, did dialysis, had a shower and all that. And some of my school friends, well, in my school, in my year, there was about 12 of us. Sometimes it varied because some people left after a certain time or whatever. But there's about, there's me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 of us that, there were 6, but one of them sadly dead now. But there's 5 of us that we meet up. I haven't been to the reunion since 2010, but we meet up round the country. One friend lives in Worcester, another one in Reading, another one in Coventry, another one in Swansea, and I live in Kent. And I have never hosted it before, but I'm thinking of doing it next year because I think I could do it. I've got a big enough house to do it now. And we've all got kids. One of them hasn't. Laura, she's got no kids. But the rest of us have got kids and they're all grown up now. But we've always been doing this every year since we left school, really. And we don't always go. Haven't always been every year. But, you know, I'll go and we used to go and stay. And we've seen the kids grow up at various stages. It's been nice, really. My school friend Julia, the one that I told you about about a month ago, that I had the phone call with, who had the cochlear implant, she wasn't in my year at school, so she doesn't come to these reunions. That's something separate. But again, I've seen her kids grow up, she's seen mine grow up, and it's been nice, very nice. So anyway, they were having their get together today. And I couldn't be there because it was in Worcester. And I, with the best will in the world, if I could get driven there, it's still a long journey, but I could manage it. But I couldn't manage. It's a long way on the train. It's quite a few hours out of Paddington. And I'd have to get all my dialysis equipment there. Now, they would have me for the weekend and I could have arranged to get it delivered there. But, you know, I didn't. It's a lot of messing about. So I said, what I'll do, I'll call them in the afternoon and I can talk to everybody. So that's what we did. We talked for about half an hour or so and they put the phone on, you know, out on the table so that everyone could join in, all the husbands as well. Only one of the kids was there because the others are all, well, off doing other things, really, as mine are. One's at work and Ronan's upstairs. Ronan wouldn't come and say hello, but Obi did. But it was really nice to catch up, to hear everyone's voices. I'm the worst person for keeping in touch, and they laughed about it. There's another Mel, and she said she's second worst then, because she's pretty bad, but I don't think anyone's as bad as me. So there's me, Mel, Sandy, Isabel and Laura. Isabel is the one that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, whose little boy was killed when he was a year old in a road accident. Laura, I don't know if I've ever talked about. Oh, Laura was in the story too. She was the one that was like the go-between between us. When I didn't keep in touch, she did. Sandy, I don't think I've ever talked about on here. And Mel, I have. I think I've talked about Mel when I talked about my school days and we were both up the wall bars in the gym. And I said, have you got your vest on, Mel? And she said, yeah, have you got yours on? And I said, yeah. And then all of a sudden the teacher's voice came from the bottom of the wall bars. We were right up at the ceiling. Melanie's, go and take your vests off. Yeah, so I really enjoyed talking to them. And the funny thing is, I had a dream. I didn't know that they were doing this weekend. We had an email that was sent out to all of us, which I never answered because I knew I wouldn't be going. So I didn't know when they'd arranged it for. But Friday night, I think it was, I had a dream about being back at school again. And it's 10 years since I went back to my old school, which I've talked about on here before. It's now a retirement village. And I dreamt that we went back and it was still a school and they were doing some kind of dancing on the green. And I got really upset in the dream and I woke up feeling weird again. I didn't cry this time, but I was going round the outside of the building and I was kind of trying to touch it in my dream and I was crying and saying, "You'll never get it back, you'll never get it back." Which is really weird. I've really, really got a very, very, very strong sentimental attachment to the place, the actual place. It's not just the people because they're all gone from there now. It's the actual physical place. It's a really, really weird thing. And then that was Friday night. Then yesterday, my friend texted me, Laura texted me and said, we're on our way to Sandy's for the reunion. And so she was on the train, so I had a conversation with her by text. And then I just said, oh, I'll call you tomorrow and then I can talk to everybody. So that's what I did. And I really, really enjoyed it. It was good. Yeah, it was really lovely. I wish I'd been better at keeping in touch. That's one of... What's that? Oh, it's Niall's sheep. I thought it sounded like a voice. Don't chew that. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can wag your tail. Yeah, so I wish I'd... I do regret that I've been poor at keeping in touch over the years because I could have seen people a lot more. But I'm going to try and put it right now because I'm... friends with three of them on Facebook. Laura doesn't have Facebook, so there's no even excuse, you know. I can always send messages on there or whatever if I don't do anything else, but I don't very often go on Facebook. Niall, don't chew that. You're not usually a chewer with your toys. I think we're going to get out for a walk a bit later, she says. Got hospital again tomorrow. Not really looking forward to that. I'll be glad when it gets to Wednesday because I've got another appointment on Tuesday. I'm glad when Wednesday comes and I can be all that's behind me. It still doesn't take away all the decision making I've got to do, but hey ho, there's no rush with that. I could almost throw a load of cards up into the air and see where they land and decide from there. I'm so undecided. I might just take pot luck. But anyway, I'm going to ask the hospital tomorrow if they can put me in touch with anybody who's had a kidney donated by a living person. Or if there's any groups. If they can't come up with anything, I'll just look on Google. Oh, there's a strong gust of wind coming in the door. It's warm, though. If you can hear any beeping sounds, Obi's on his Xbox upstairs. Ronan's upstairs. And Connor's should be home from work soon because they close at 4 on a Sunday. And it's about, well, it's about 4 now, but he walks home. It takes him about half an hour to walk home from town. That's about it, I think. Feeling okay today. Yesterday I was all right, but I started out with, from lunchtime onwards, like a crampy stitch in my stomach. Sometimes I get that when I drain the dialysis fluid in, if I sit in the wrong position, or sometimes I just get it for a few minutes as the fluid settles. But I couldn't get rid of it, and it felt a bit almost like a cross between stitch and like muscle strain. And I thought maybe it's where the, when I had to go for the Doppler scan, because I've got an abdomen full of fluid, there's 2 litres of fluid plus. In fact, in that instance, it was 5 pints of fluid, 2.5 litres of fluid in there. It's hard to get the images. They needed to look at my veins, vessels, because of the fluid. So he had to press down really hard, and it actually did hurt. And that's where it, I was getting the discomfort. But I couldn't understand why I didn't have it straight away, or even in the morning when I woke up. So I don't really know what the answer is. But I found my hot water bottle. And I said, oh, anyway, I was feeling a bit sorry for myself. Obi made me a hot water bottle. And because they say put a hot water bottle if you've got pain. That's why I bought it, because I'd pulled a muscle in my back earlier in the year and it was really painful. It was actually awful, and that did help a bit. But I thought, oh, you know, when your kids, they say if you've got tummy ache, give you a hot water bottle and all that. I thought, I'll try that. So he made me a hot water bottle, and it. I just laid with it, listened to a few audio boos, and tried not to feel too sorry for myself. And it was at both sides, but it didn't connect, if you know what I mean. It was on the left-hand side, kind of at the front, and then on the right-hand side, but not in the middle. So I kept having to move the hot water bottle from one side to the other so that it both got a fair share. And it went. So that was really good. Because I'd had it for about 5 hours, and I said, oh, how long is this going to go on for? It was really uncomfortable. You know, if I took a deep breath, it was painful. If I walked about, if I moved. It wasn't agonising, but it was just there, and it was just not very pleasant. But anyway, it went. It did come back a little bit at night, and so I had another hot water bottle, and it went. And touch wood, it hasn't come back today. Where's the wood? Oh, excuse me. I'm just going to swivel my chair around to touch the wooden legs of my little table. Thank you. Now. So that's about where I'm at, really. Yusuf has been very quiet. He's sitting on a cushion next to me like he's the king. He very likely thinks he is. I'm not sure if the sun's gone in now. You can hear a siren, I'm sure, on the main road. We hear that all day long. But thankfully not too often at night. The roads around here go dead silent at night. Yeah, so hope everyone's having a good weekend, wherever you are. And I'll catch up with you sooner or later. Bye for now.